we've got Steve Moore from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Steve Moore, an honor to talk to you.
Hey, David, so good to be with you. Happy New Year. I was thrilled to see that Montana is now one of the fastest growing states in the United States. Did you know that? You know, I think you're just behind Utah and Idaho. I may be wrong about that, but you're way up there.
No, I haven't seen that news, but, you know, I'm not surprised. We got a great governor here. We just had a great legislative session. I mean, Montana's growing like crazy because people want to move here because we have freedom here. It's amazing that having freedom in a state,
exactly.
People want to move here.
It's great, you know, and you're right. And now what we have to do, you and I have to work on this together, okay? This is our mission for 2022. We need to get Montana to eliminate its state income tax and become like Florida and Texas and Tennessee and Nevada. Can you imagine if Montana became the 10th state in the country without a state income tax?
That would be amazing.
My God, the number of jobs and the increase in the income in the state would be amazing.
I think a lot of Montanans might be concerned about that because then even more people would come here, and a lot of people like it here without someone. Right.
Yeah, I know. Maybe you could have like a border policy so Californians can't come. But it is amazing how much better the states. You know, this is why I'm so concerned. My mission in 2022, in addition to trying to make Montana, because by the way, there are six states now that have very active, crusades to try to eliminate their state income tax, including Mississippi, West Virginia, Utah, other states. So, I mean, we need to get Montana. You know, I want all the red states to become no income tax states. Can you imagine? How could California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, my home state of Illinois, these deep blue states with these liberal policies, how could they ever compete? Well,
no,
states like Montana and
Utah,
states like Florida, Texas. So it's cool. But the other thing we have to do for 2022 is we have to stop this Build Back Better bill. I call it Build Back Broker because it will bankrupt our country. It is the worst bill I've seen in 40 years, and I've been in this game a long time, almost four decades. I go back to the Reagan era. I worked for – how cool is this? I was able to work for Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump, two of my favorite presidents. And this would reverse all of the conservative gains we've made in terms of work for welfare requirements, in terms of energy independence. We would have the highest tax rates in the world if that bill goes through. I know that Joe Manchin is saying no right now, but we've got to make sure that no. And by the way, you have Tester, right? Tester is one of your senators there in Montana.
Yeah, he's one of these guys that
we've got to get him to be a no. He cannot vote for this bill. This bill is so contrary to the interests of a state like Montana. I don't understand how the guy gets elected, but
he lies.
Pretends like he's a moderate.
He gets elected by lying, yeah, and pretending to be a moderate.
I know. But you know what? This is the thing. This is the test case. If he votes for this abysmal bill that would bankrupt our country, and I think all your listeners know that. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal. This bill is atrocious. If this bill passes, it will do so much damage to our great country. And how can Tester even pretend to be a moderate if he votes for the worst, most liberal, big spending? You know, this would raise our national debt by another $3 trillion.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, so when you talk about making Montana no income tax state, I'm all in favor of that. But how my concern is that we can do things in Montana, but the federal government has become so overbearing and so overwhelming that it seems like the focus ought to be on getting the federal government back in line.
Well, of course. But, you know, right now, unfortunately, the Democrats, you do think that's going to happen under Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden?
No, I'm optimistic, though. I'm really I'm optimistic about 2022.
Well, we're going to kill them in 2020.
And I'm optimistic about not getting Build Back Better passed, because I think a lot of these Democrats are hiding behind Joe Manchin.
I think you're right about that. Although, you know, I've known Joe Manchin a long time. He likes to cut deals. You know, he's a politician. He likes to cut deals. So I pray every night that you're right, but we have to be ever vigilant, and we have to put the pressure on people like Tester. Every time, folks, you see your senator, ever if you do see him, because he spends most of his time in Washington, tell him no, 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 no to this massive – by the way, they already spent and borrowed let's see, they had $1.9 trillion at the beginning of the year. Then $1.1 trillion for the sham infrastructure bill. That's $3 trillion right there.
Right.
You're a mining state, right? You're an energy state. Why in the world? There's no state that's a bigger loser under this bill than Montana.
No, I know. Hey, I've got you on the line. Let me ask you something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, okay? So there was an article in The Economist a couple of months ago, and when I read this, it just made so much sense. And it basically was saying that everybody wants to blame our economic problems right now, the shortages, rising energy prices, inflation. They all want to blame that on COVID and COVID. But what's really driving a lot of that is all the global warming regulations. And so all of these global warming regulations that are making energy more expensive, that are causing all of these problems, and I don't think the American people fully recognize and understand yet, because I know I didn't until recently, that a lot of our problems are because of all the global warming regulations. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, there's no question. I mean, when Donald Trump left office, folks, because I worked for the guy, I was one of his, you know, economists, and very proud of that. I'm really proud. When we used to meet in the Oval Office, we used to talk a lot about energy policy, and he got it. He wanted to drill, he wanted to mine, he wanted to use whatever energy we had so we would not be dependent on OPEC and Russia and other countries. He wanted to make America energy. I used to say we could be energy independent to him. He'd say, no, Steve, I want America to be energy dominant. We were becoming the energy dominant country in the world. And then Biden comes on, remember that the first thing that Biden did when he came into office?
First thing he did was kill Keystone Pipeline.
Yes. You got a good memory. Yeah, how crazy is that?
Why horrible.
Would you shut down a pipeline? I mean, and so these guys are fanatics when it comes to climate change. And we are no longer energy. We were energy independent for the first time in 50 years, the month Donald Trump left office. We were importing no oil from Saudi Arabia. Now, how pathetic is it? How pitiful is it that now we have a president 11 months later has to go hands and knees over to pray and beg the Saudis to increase their oil production because we're not producing it here. So you are so right. This war on American energy, and incidentally, that Build Back Broker bill that I call it, that has $550 billion, not million, $550 billion for the green energy lobby and you know the wind and solar industry. I mean, it is meant to completely destroy our coal industry, our oil industry, our natural gas industry, our nuclear power industry. I mean, this is a very dangerous situation. You are 100% correct.
So one of the things that I've read, I don't know if you've read Michael Schellenberger's book Apocalypse Never, but he makes a really good point in there, which is we're not dealing with people that are interested in green energy. They don't like green. You know what they like? They like windmills and solar panels. That's it. If they actually cared about this stuff, they'd be in favor of nuclear power. But it's the windmill and the solar panel lobby that's got the Democrat Party in their pocket. And so I don't. Here's the thing, though. I don't think the American people are willing to have their lives ruined and the quality of their lives go down and losing money and having to pay more for everything all because of this this attempt to try to stop global warming. Once the American people realize our quality of life is going to go down if we allow this global warming stuff to and the federal government regulating everything and demanding everything, they're not willing to do it. I'm not willing to have my quality of life destroyed because of this this insane belief that we're all going to die in 10 years from global warming. Stephen Moore, former economic advisor to both President Reagan and President Trump. Stephen Moore, thank you so much for hanging with us through the break.
So great to be with you. Thanks for having me. And by the way, sorry that I didn't get in the last point I was going to make, which you were asking about the energy policy. And I just wanted to add, you're right about nuclear power, but don't forget the other end energy source, which is natural gas, which is a very clean burning fuel. It is the reason, as we convert more and more to natural gas, that do you know what country in the world has reduced its carbon emissions the most over the last 5 years?
United States, guessing.
Yes, most people have no idea
right.
about that. You know, you are exactly right. I'm impressed because the media never reports that, right? Oh, we're the biggest polluter in the world. No, we're not. We're reducing our pollution. By the way, this is an obvious one. I think all of your listeners know the answer to this question. Do you know what country is by far the biggest polluter?
China.
China. Nobody else is even close.
Right.
Even if we reduced our carbon emissions to zero, you know, even if the United States didn't even exist, even if we were banished from the planet, it would make no difference with respect to the change in the global temperature because China is polluting so much. So it's idiotic. It's just like trying to solve the overpopulation problem in the world by the United States having fewer children. No, we're not the problem. China is. And so my point is, why aren't we all in on nuclear power and natural gas? I just wrote my column on this, my weekly column. And I think you hit it right on the head. There's something going on with the Democratic Party that they're getting massive amounts of money from the wind and solar industry.
Yep.
Now, is there anybody who really believes we're going to power a $22 trillion economy that produces everything from steel to construction projects to manufacturing to technology? You know, the technology, the cloud uses an incredible amount of energy. Does anybody really think we're going to do that with windmills? I mean,
no,
it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It is.
So,
yeah.
Wait, there's one other possible explanation to this. Maybe the left just doesn't want America to grow. Maybe they're intentionally trying to paralyze our economy.
I think they think humans are a problem on Earth. They definitely don't
want
humans. They think we're the ones destroying the environment. Never mind the fact that it's actually the United States of America that's done more so than any other country in terms of actually preserving our forests and conservation and everything like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're the ones who invented fracking. And fracking allows more and more natural gas. And yet, you know, Joe Biden, you said it very well. His first act of Congress was to kill a natural gas pipeline. They're killing pipelines throughout the country. These people are dangerous, folks. They are dangerous. They are going to put our power grid at great danger because, you know, did you follow what happened in Texas last year when they had the polar vortex and the electric power went out?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You know why? Because they have renewable energy mandates and they're required to get all this energy from wind and solar power, you know, and so all of a sudden, guess what happened during the polar vortex? The windmills didn't turn and the solar panels froze, so they didn't have any electric power. I mean, that's a pretty dangerous thing.
Oh, it's incredibly dangerous. I mean, the other thing is that a lot of this rare earth minerals that you need for batteries and solar panels and it all comes from China. And so not only are they pushing us towards solar panels and windmills, which are economically inefficient, they don't make sense, but they're also refusing to allow us to mine any of these minerals in the U.S. So now we're dependent on China. And a lot of people are wondering, does the Democrat Party, are they not only corrupt with the windmills and the solar panel industry, but are they somehow trying to help China here too? What's going on with that?
Well, you know, what's ironic about this, and it's sadly ironic, is that every time we shut down a coal plant in the United States, and by the way, we have the cleanest coal. Coal has to be part of the equation. No, I mean, we shouldn't get rid of our coal. We have more coal than any other country. But every time we shut down a coal plant in the United States, China builds 10 new coal plants. So how is that solving the global warming problem?
Well, it's not, and that Michael Schellenberger book. He's a 30-year climate scientist, one of the great climate scientists. He wrote the book called Apocalypse Never that talks about, okay, even if the Earth is warming, even if it's man-made, like it's not going to cause an apocalypse. We're not all going to die in 10 years. It's insane. And so I just don't think the American people, are we really willing to have our quality of lives reduced? Are we really willing to have money coming out of our pockets? Are we willing to travel less, to fly less, to drive less? All for really nothing because China's just going to continue to do it and we're not all going to die from global warming anyway. So why are we destroying our own lives, destroying our own quality of life for something that's just not what they say it is?
Yeah, I mean, there's no answer to that question, right? It's rhetorical, and the fact is, we should have what I call, and Trump is for this too, an all of the above strategy of energy. We should use our oil, our gas, our coal, our nuclear power, our hydro. By the way, they hate hydropower. Did you know hydropower is by far the number one renewable energy? Hydropower makes a lot of sense. I mean, dams, water power is extremely efficient. efficient. It's extremely clean, and they don't want hydropower either.
Right. Right.
I mean, how stupid is that? And you know why they don't want hydropower? Because it kills fish. They don't care about the fact that windmills kill birds.
Right.
They're so hypocritical.
Oh, it's crazy. So we got a couple of minutes left. What else? Yeah. What else is on your mind these days?
Well, you know, as I said, the number one objective of what I've been working on for the last year, I've been heading up this coalition called with Larry Kudlow and Brooke Rollins, who worked with Trump, and it's called Save America, Kill the Bill. We have got, and I know you sound confident we can stop this bill. I'm worried that they're going to cut a deal, and they're going to do a slimmed down version of that 2,495 page bill, which is an atrocity. It is an anti-America bill, and I got to tell you this: that if you think that it's dead, it's not dead.
Okay.
These guys are relentless. You know, they're relentless. So we got to stay vigilant. We got to and Tester. You know, that's why I wanted to come on your show. Tester is a key vote, and he pretends. I know he goes back to Montana and he pretends like he's a moderate, but I got to tell you, in Washington, he's with the liberals.
Yep. Yep. No, I think every Montanan ought to be calling him and saying, don't you dare vote for this Build Back Better or anything
right.
close to it. And the big concern, too, I've got a couple articles here to talk about, is this child tax credit thing, which is essentially just welfare without the work requirement. And they're pitching it as a tax cut for the middle class, but it's really welfare without a work requirement. It's undoing all of the welfare reforms of the 90s.
So we had, I worked with Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey back in the mid-90s when we did the contract with America. We did the work requirements. By the way, there was a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, who signed that bill. And welfare reform was one of the great social policy achievements of the last 50 years. We reduced welfare caseloads by over 50%. We got people off of welfare into work. We helped people rebuild their lives and be productive citizens. And there's 25 new welfare programs in the Build Back Better bill. Do you know how many of those programs would require work?
I'm guessing zero.
Zero.
Wow. No, it's indefensible. It's absolutely indefensible. And then they lie to us and say this is a tax cut, but it's really not.
Maybe they want Americans to be dependent on government. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but why else would they do that? They want people to be dependent on government.
Right, because, I mean, if you're dependent on government, then you're going to vote Democrat every time.
Right. Anyway, well, great to be with you. I hope you have a very, very, very happy New Year. And congratulations to Montana, which is now the third fastest growing state in America. Sorry all these Californians are coming in. At least they're not from New York.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. And let me assure you, we here in Montana, we will stay on Senator Tester. We will make sure he doesn't vote for that Build Back Broke plan. And you're right on to raise the warning bell about that. We do need to stay focused.
Awesome. Okay, take care.